like, for example, the ability to use the cloud to control a health device, or the ability to run any combination of lab tests on, you know, these distributed devices. And obviously we've complemented those with a very broad portfolio of very narrow claims. But we have been preparing for litigation in the context of being able to protect them and intend to protect them very aggressively. In our case, IP litigation is not about licensing, or IP prosecution is not about licensing, but it's about being able to maintain our ownership of this space. We have a great lawyer, David Boyd, who joins us at all of our board meetings, who also does RIP litigation, and we did file a lawsuit about a year and a half ago, or 2 years ago, against a patent troll who had gone to some elaborate means to attempt to steal some of our intellectual property. And our main point there is we will not settle on any intellectual property violations. In that case, the specific patent in question was not, we have that content covered by other of our patents, but setting the precedent that we have a zero tolerance approach to intellectual property violation or people trying to threaten us or trying to get us to settle and pay them money is just not something that we're going to do. And I think ultimately as we go forward, obviously continuing to build out the portfolio, defending it aggressively, are going to be two very important things, which we will do in a big way. But ultimately our real strategy here is the speed of execution, the way we price in the market, which is a big deal. We haven't talked about this directly on this call, but we are changing the cost structure of laboratory testing, and that, you know, also has a competitive aspect to it in terms of winning in owning the space. And then doing what we love and try to do best, which is being on version 12 of this type of system by the time anybody else can try to be on version 1. And that's an ongoing focus for us internally.
There are no further questions at this time.
Paul, if there are anyone, please queue up with Dawn if there are any other questions. Elizabeth, just as you know, as an observation, when you published your prices on the website that are significantly, clearly lower than what typically labs charge, how does that strategy evolve, and as it relates to Medicaid or Medicare and so forth?
Absolutely. So there's multiple aspects of this. One is our belief that access to this laboratory information, this biochemical information, which drives most of clinical decisions, is a basic human right. And it should cost the same no matter who you are, if you're insured, you're uninsured, you're Medicare, you're Medicaid. And that is very different than the way that other companies operate in this space.
No, good. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Okay, we also believe that the ability to create a technology-driven business model where we're going after volume in a big way and make these tests available at really low cost at the same time has a great potential. And it's also different from ways people have operated in this space, because generally the conversation is, oh, we've, you know, invented this new test and it's going to be really good, so we're going to go try to convince Medicare to pay $5,000 for the test. We're taking the same tests and making them available for $30, and we'll continue to do that. Yeah, we are the first company who has billed Medicare and Medicaid at a fraction of what they're willing to reimburse. And that's very interesting because what happens as a result is that they survey every year what they're being billed and reduce their reimbursement thresholds accordingly. And so in the context of this lower pricing, their reimbursement thresholds will fall and will be reduced over time. And the savings to Medicare and Medicaid are significant. It's projected to be at least $160 billion in direct out-of-pocket savings over the course of the next 10 years. And there are additional savings that come with the way this changes the care process, meaning what's happening right now in Palo Alto is that, unlike in the past where I would go see my doc would say, Elizabeth, haven't seen you for a year, go do a test, I'd go do my test, come back, you know, doc says, nope, you know, your hemoglobin was 7, that means you're really anemic, I don't know what kind of anemia it is, I'm going to put you on this anemia drug immediately and go do another test so I can figure out what kind of anemia it is. So I go get my prescription, the heavy-duty drug, in the meantime go do my second lab test, come back for my third office visit, and the doc says, oh, iron deficiency, get off that drug, take some iron pills. And you have this six-week process with 3 office visits, 2 labs, 1 unnecessary prescription. And because we've made it possible to run any combination of lab tests from these tiny samples, the physician can now say on the lab form, if, in my example, hemoglobin is low, automatically run iron and B12 and other tests on the same sample, because big dedicated tubes of blood are no longer required to run each of those different assay methodologies, which require their own big analyzers in a traditional lab. And so we get these lab forms that say, okay, you know, if this is out of range, then run this. And on the same sample, in that same window, when we're processing the sample, we can do what we call this automated reflex to those additional tests and then send the data back to the doc. And because we generate the data so fast, namely within hours, I as a patient then could go see my doc that afternoon, and the doc already has this data. So we're starting to see a shift in the workflow where for people who have physicians, they're sending the test ahead of time and then they're seeing the patient. And that significantly changes some of the redundancy in cost around visits that are associated with follow-on lab tests and or not having the information that's needed at the time a diagnosis is being made. And so from a savings perspective to Medicare and Medicaid, that is a much bigger deal than the direct out-of-pocket savings that I previously referenced. And ultimately will lead to better care is the goal.